95.3 The Bull with a Stampede Spinback.
You can break yourself away from that bowl of cereal. Let's talk a little bit about Girl Scout cookies now.
Let's do it.
In Madison, Wisconsin, a Girl Scout troop, brilliant, selling Girl Scout cookies outside of two marijuana dispensaries.
This is A++ entrepreneurship. You know somebody's going to want some snacks to go with their, you know, substances, and so this is a great place to hang out and sell cookies.
Troop leader Latoya Murphy has no problem selling the cookies outside the dispensaries because she says it gives the scouts a chance to connect with the community and learn about business.
Capitalism. You see a need, fill it.
No word yet on how many boxes have been sold yet. They're still counting, I'm sure, right?
Right. Definitely. Yeah. This is probably why they're running low on raspberry rallies right now, because they are just selling outside of these two dispensaries in Madison. Semi-local here to the state line, in Janesville, a man has purchased a billboard in hopes of finding love. Robert calls himself Wisconsin's number one eligible bachelor and says he bought the billboard because dating sites don't work for him. He says that he's lonely, loves country music, movies, and laughing. Robert plans to purchase a second billboard if all things don't go well.
Well, good for him. There's entrepreneurship,
Robert,
right there.
I can't say that I've seen your billboard or know how to hand out your digits or information, but I don't even know your last name. But that Robert guy, we're here for you,
you
too, know, man.
You need to call us. We'll have you come in here. We'll do like a bachelor.
That's 100%. We can do like virtual roses.
The dating game. You can ask him questions and he decide if you want to meet him or not. It could be kind of fun. Chris Rock was paid $20 million, by the way, for his live Netflix comedy special over the weekend. He also has a deal for another comedy special for another $20 million. So you think he's cashing in on that slap? Take that.
Oh, 100%. Oh. He did. I mean, I didn't get to see the comedy special yet. I am kind of a connoisseur of comedy. It's one of the things that I love to do in my free time is watch specials. And I've heard some critiques of his special. It felt like he was just trying to get to that end point where he was talking about the slap.
Or were people just waiting for that point the whole show?
Maybe it was just everybody's perceived anticipation and they just kind of projected it onto the show itself.
So Chris Rock writes down saying, so what? I made $20 million.
That's right. I got slapped and made 20 mil off of it.
Actually 40 mil because he got another 20 million coming too.
That's true. Steve, you know that I love bringing you new terms.
Oh gosh.
Keeping you up to date on the present slang. And sometimes I teach myself some things too here too. So Tinder has launched a dating dictionary to help make, you know, the online communication between users on their app a little bit easier. And some of those terms include cushioning, which is keeping several backup relationships to soften the blow if your main one doesn't last. So basically having a roster of people that you know.
Cushioning.
Roster. Yeah. Cushioning.
I think we called it playing the field.
Yeah, that's
the other day.
How I know it. Play in the field. There's also kitten fishing,
what?
Which is tweaking or embellishing certain aspects of your life and appearance to make yourself more appealing on dating apps. So instead of being catfishing, which is like full blown, like I'm a different person,
this is
kitten fishing. They're softening the blow just a bit to say that, I'm only tweaking a couple of things about me. I'm still the same person.
Well, you make it so complicated with all these different slang words and stuff. Just call it what it is.
Right, catfishing. Last one, if you care to know, is Riz.
Riz? Like
Anthony Rizzo, but subtract the O. Just right. Riz.
Riz.
This is having an allure or an engaging ability about you. Basically, you're irresistible. You have Riz.
I've had that for many years. I had no idea it was called Riz.
Riz God, Steve Summers.
We called it charisma, not Riz. Wow.